The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mastering your emotions so you can be a safe space for the feminine is actually, to me, the art of masculinity.
So I would think it means two things to me. One, it's always like in the eye of the beholder. So realize that it's okay to have a different view than somebody else. Two, it's always being created and recreated.
I think it means an openness to growth, an openness to learning, an openness to looking at what is masculinity in me and having curiosity about what parts are serving me and what parts maybe aren't serving me so well anymore.
And so the art of masculinity is truly that. If you can master being a lion and a lamb, you've mastered masculinity.
The art of masculinity to me means knowing how to gracefully dance between both the feminine flow and the structure of the masculine.
This is The Art of Masculinity with your host, Johnny L. Sasser.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. It's really difficult for guys to find themselves in a place where they have opened up enough to see that they're not alone in their own troubles. It's very rare that guys get to that place. And the average guy, you know, and I'm talking about like the self-development world is so small. If you're part of it right now and you're listening to this podcast and that's what's driven you here, it's a small world, guys, when we look at the grand scheme of things. The average man that is out there that is unaware of the growth that needs to take place or unaware of the things that need to happen internally so that he can live a happier life, majority of men out there don't understand that power of having a trusted circle, especially of brothers, where they can be vulnerable and share and realize that they're not alone. Now, you've heard me talk about this in on and off different ways and in little tiny segments. In this episode, I want to dive into this a little more because really, you know, opening up needs to take place. Somebody has to step foot forward. Somebody has to be the first person. You know, for every movement, there is somebody who started it. And for every realization that you are not alone or to find support or to give support, the first step has to be you. Because we can't expect that the other men are going to willfully come forward if they haven't done so yet. Now, obviously, there may be a change in their life. There may be a realization. There may be safety that they feel they have with you and they'll open up. But if it hasn't happened yet, you may as well be the first one to do it. And that's what I really want to focus on today, because leaders lead from the front, right? Good leaders should be ones leading from the front so that they can show the rest of the people in their team that they're able to put themselves in harm's way or put themselves in the grind with those people. And so when we lead from the front, we give an example of what we're looking for, what people can see themselves doing, and especially men. Like men almost need permission to do these things that are scary like this. And we would like to think that they don't, but history tells us and current situations tell us that men actually do need permission for this. And so as a man that is a leader in his life, you should be the first one to step forward. If you're hurting or if there's something that needs to be something you just want to share because you want to get somebody's perspective on it because you're feeling a little lost in your own development of it or how to, you know, create a solution for that problem. If that is the case, guys, then you should be coming forward first. You should be sharing that vulnerability. You should be sharing that struggle, that hardship, whatever it is you're going through, and not worry about the judgment. Because the funny part about all of it is as soon as you share that, the high likelihood is your brother that you're sharing it with has gone through the same thing or will be going through the same thing. Now, especially when it comes to relationships, guys are incredibly guarded about relationships unless they're joking sarcastically, which has some truth to it. But when guys are joking sarcastically in a way that's making fun of their partner, that's about the only time that they really open up about relationship. That's that unaware man. But the aware man should be opening up about the relationship seriously to his brothers, because women do this all the time, which is why I think they have such a better grasp on how to create compromise in a relationship, or how to realize at least that they're not alone in their own struggles in their relationship, is they open up to the other women in their lives and they realize, oh, the other husbands are doing it. Oh, okay, I'm not crazy. Oh, it should make me angry. Oh, I'm overreacting. Okay. Like, they come to all these realizations through sharing, and it doesn't lead them down a path of depression or sadness or anger or resentment or any of that. But with us men, we fail. We fail at this so fucking hard. So hard, because there's some form of protection there that if we show that we're vulnerable in some way, like we're not the perfect husband, if we show that, then all of a sudden our brothers are going to think less of us. They're going to think that we're not worthy of their friendship. We make up this story is what I'm trying to get at. It's not even real. That's the biggest point, is it's not even real. We have no reason to believe that this is going to take place. We have no reason to believe that they're going to respond that way or act that way. All we are making up stories about what we're projecting what they're going to say about us or believe about us. And that's stopping us from putting this information out there and realizing we're not crazy either. Realizing that we're not alone either. Realizing that the struggles we have, we actually share. And that's what's incredibly powerful. But we just stop ourselves from doing this on a regular basis, that we drive ourselves into these saddened states of living life where we don't open up and everything's superficial. And we don't actually have real conversations with our brothers. If we can give ourselves the opportunity to say, hey, be the first to do that, we might actually hear that our brother is going through the same thing. We might actually hear that he needs help as well, maybe in something else. And maybe he's got a pointer for you. Maybe he's got a solution for you. But you'll never, ever know unless you're the first to do it, because you can't expect him to do it if you're not going to do it. And that's the other thing. Leaders don't expect other people to do things. Good leaders should not expect others to do things if they're not willing to do them themselves. And so this is the same principle that we come up with for men and being open about what's going on in life. We can't expect the other men in our lives to step forward and share things if we're not willing to step forward and share them ourselves. Now, there's an off chance this could happen, but we shouldn't put that expectation on them, first off. And second off, why are you waiting for them to give you permission when you can be that leader? You can be that strong man and say, no, I'm going to give them permission. I'm going to be the first to share. Some of the greatest relationships I've created in my life to date, my closest friends have been because I've been willing to share, or they've been willing to share first, which gave me permission to be honest. And that was earlier in my days when I was coming through development and didn't realize how powerful it was to be the first to share. So now when I speak with men, I try to be the first to share something vulnerable about myself, something that I'm struggling with or something I'm just going through in life. It doesn't always have to be pain, guys. It really doesn't. Now, we harbor a lot of pain because we're not willing to share pain. We don't harbor as much happiness because we're willing to share happiness, right? We're willing to share the good things in life. But it's the hard things in life we seldomly share, which is why, you know, more this refers to pain than it does to the positive things. But I am typically the first to be open about something I'm going through. And that's simply because the fact that I feel it's important to set the ground rules of being open in a conversation where it gives the other man permission to share. And if he doesn't want to share still, that's perfectly okay. You don't have to force somebody to do so. But my conscience is clear. My authenticity is out there. And that's what's important to me. It's important to me to allow him, to allow my friends or allow acquaintances to have the opportunity to share if they've never done that before. And when we give that to the other person, that's how we really show up as leaders, and that's how we really show up as aware men, because it also helps us as the ones who are sharing to flex that muscle of sharing vulnerability more often. When we do that, it becomes easier and easier and easier, and we become less protected about it. And that's what really drives in these close connections with your brothers. This is what drives in the close community, and to really have in-depth relationships with them is to truly, truly open up and to truly really allow that expansion to take place. If you're not capable of doing that, you got to get comfortable with it. Now, maybe that means you need to share with yourself in the mirror so you can speak it out loud for once, for the first time ever. Or maybe that just means that you need to open up a little more with someone you do feel safe. Maybe it's a father or mother or brother or sister, or maybe it's your wife, you know, whatever it is, whoever it is, maybe you share something with them and flex that muscle a little more. But when it comes to your friends, be the first to share, be the first to be vulnerable and open, be the first to give them permission so that you guys can start to create a deeper bond together, because then we can start to figure out, and this is just the most important thing. When I was going through my lowest times, I thought I was alone. And I know I've shared this with you guys before, but I will share this till the day that I die, is that I thought I was alone, man. I had no real close friends where I was living at the time. My closest friends were over the phone, and they were living all the way across the country. And it wasn't that I couldn't open up to them, but I had a vision that they saw me a certain way because of who I used to be. And when I had that vision of how I pictured them to see me, I wasn't willing to open up to share with them because I thought that they would see me differently. And I loved how they saw me. And so that stopped me from actually opening up to two people who were incredibly non-judgmental and would have been there to support me and would have been there to really get my back, and possibly finding out that they had gone through similar struggles in their lives. At least one of them had. And, you know, I didn't find out till years later that was the case. And so it's just, had I given him permission, he possibly could have opened up to me. But also, had I shared, I could have had support and realized that I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone in that fight. I wasn't alone in that darkness. And so the point of all of this is to say that don't be afraid to open up first. Don't be afraid to not... or to don't be afraid that you will change the way somebody sees you. If they see you differently for negative, just for sharing your authenticity and vulnerability, then bro, they probably weren't meant to be in your life. That's not a person I would want in my life, to be honest. And so it's kind of, it provides a test as well. If they show the fuck up, you know that somebody that's going to be there for you, and you know that that relationship is worth keeping, right? So just, you know, be honest and open and be the first to the conversation. It allows all of you guys to just connect more and connect deeper. So be first, guys. And whatever that means to you, if you haven't done it yet, if this resonates with you and you're like, yeah, man, I really am going through some stuff. I do feel like I'm alone. I haven't shared this information. If you feel like that's you, figure out who you want to do this with. Figure out who you want to share to, but share to somebody. I implore you to do that. And even if it's somebody you guys have never talked that deep with, but you feel incredibly safe with them, open up to that person and allow them to see you. So do that, because I'm tired of seeing men in the past state that I was in, where I just harbored a lot of that darkness on my own and thought that I could just climb my way out of it by myself, only to realize I just kept digging a deeper hole. And I could have had somebody tossing a rope down. You're not alone. I can tell you that right now, 100% emphatically. Anything you're going through, you're not alone, I promise you. But you have to realize that for yourself. And the only way to get there is by sharing first. So open up first, men. It's definitely something that we can use as a tool. And it's definitely something that can help you improve your life and realize that everything you're going through, somebody else has gone through or is going through. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, drop the ego and stay humble. Until next time.